Thank you, as always, Mike. And joining us here this morning, my friends from Tepel B'nai Israel in Laconia, setting up another We Care concert. I'm so excited. Joining us here today from Tepel B'nai Israel, we have Ken Goodman, who's actually in charge of getting the talent for these shows, and Barbara Katz, who's the marketing promotions director for TBI. Ken, let's start with you. We have got on May 28th, the Jersey Tenors coming to the Interlakes High School Auditorium. These guys are unbelievable.
I am shocked that they accepted the invitation to come here.
Oh, Ken.
Distance, and they just got off another cruise. I believe they just came back from Dubai.
Wow.
Where they played at the Atlantis Resort and Hotel in Dubai. So they have been international travelers, well-deserved. They are able to go from rock and roll to opera in a split second and do it all the best. I have heard them do Queen and Elton John and Bon Jovi and Bruce Springsteen and then go right into an opera.
Wow. As you might expect from a group called the Jersey Tenors, they pull off Frank Sinatra, they pull off Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons, and they do it seamlessly.
They do that. They would not do that because that's in their spirit and in their bloodstream, it seems.
And they're all quite charming too.
So far, they have been. they've even done Jersey Boys, the play on Broadway.
Wow!
And they can go with the flow at any one moment in time. They're very audience oriented. That's the best part of it. They really connect with the audience.
And that's coming up on Saturday, May 28th. Now, Barbara, we had a little downturn in the We Care concerts because you usually put on two a year because of the COVID pandemic, but it all came back last fall.
Right. We were so happy to be able to bring We Care back to our Lakes Region community. We had a very successful event in the fall, but we are really psyched about this and working with a phenomenal partner, the Interlakes Community Caregivers. So, and Pam Joyle, who is their executive director, will be talking about that organization when I get through here. As a fundraiser, this really is a very special way for Tepel B'nai Israel to connect to our community, to lend a helping hand to other nonprofits. Every dollar that we take in of the net proceeds of those dollars will go back to this organization.
That's so awesome.
We pay for the band, we pay for the auditorium, we take care of setting all that up. I do all the marketing with the help of a really great marketing team, and this is part of what, you know, we do for marketing. We tell everybody out there, you've been so supportive and helpful to us, Pat, over the years. So we just are pleased to be able to present it, pleased to be able to support our greater community. We have, to this point, we've been doing We Care since 2013.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, we're coming on.
Next year's going to be 10 years.
And we've done over $120,000 to several different, very worthwhile organizations, and we're thrilled to be a part of this. That's just thrilled.
That's great, and thanks to the business community, because you've got some sponsors for this show as well.
We do. We have great sponsors. We've got Miracle Farms Landscaping, which I think is maybe the third year they're sponsoring for us.
They're great giving people.
They are. Oh, mm-hmm. My goodness. Yeah, they are amazing. Audi Nashua, they've come aboard and have been doing this for a couple of years. And this year we welcome a new sponsor, the Interlake Family Dental. So this is the first year they're joining us. So please come. The tickets are $40. You can get them on our website, tbinh.org. And we will welcome you. You'll be so glad you came. You're going to see a lot of happy, smiling faces, and you're going to hear some outstanding music.
Oh, yes, you are. And again, all for a great cause. Joining us from the Interlakes Community Caregivers, Executive Director Pam Joyle. Pam, for years now, Interlakes Community Caregivers provides a service to the area like no other.
Absolutely, Pat. We are so thrilled to be a part of this with Tepel B'nai. and thank you so much for having us here. We are a nonprofit organization that provides rides and other supportive services to our adult neighbors to help them live independently in their homes. And we've been doing this for 24 years.
Wow, that is unbelievable. And it's all about neighbors helping neighbors, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's our mission statement. And we have been here. We provide rides to folks at no charge for them to be able to get groceries, go to doctor's appointments locally as well as far away to Boston, Dartmouth, all over the middle part of the state. And we also have many, many volunteers, a cadre of over 70 volunteers that do this free of charge for folks out of the goodness of their heart, and we are so blessed to have them.
Oh, and you know what? They're making it possible for people to stay in their homes for as long as possible.
Absolutely, and it really provides the community a better livability, and particularly the aging population.
Mm-hmm.
And it addresses issues like transportation in rural communities and aging in place and senior isolation. We are just thrilled to be able to do this. And, you know, last year we provided over 2,200 services to folks in the Moultonboro, Meredith, Center Harbor, and Sandwich area.
Wow.
We had volunteers driving almost 40,000 miles in 2021.
Wow.
And donated over 3,000 hours of their time. So we are just absolutely blessed with these folks. But more so, we haven't been able to do any fundraising as many folks have over the last 2 years.
Right,
so
of course.
We really are blessed to be a part of this with Temple B'nai, and I am so excited about this concert with the Jersey Tenors. I love being face-to-face again and hearing some fantastic music, and we hope people come out and have a great time.
7:30 on Saturday night, May 28th. You can get tickets if you're in the area at the Innisfree Bookshop in Meredith, the Bayswater Bookshop in Center Harbor, the Foothills Cafe in Sandwich. And again, like Barbara pointed out, you can go to tbinh.org to get not only all the information, but you can get tickets right there as well. And all of the proceeds goes to Interlakes Community Caregivers. It's a great situation, a great night out. Ken, Barbara, yep. And Pam, thank you so much for the work that you've put into this, and let's get people out there to the show.
We hope so, Pat, and thank you for helping us spread the word.
Hey, it's what we do here on the Morning Information Center on the Pulse of New Hampshire.